Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit about purity culture today. Purity culture is a topic that comes up on the show very, very often. And I wanted to share a couple thoughts about it because there seems to be confusion when I post things like, quote, purity culture is rape culture. People tend to get a little bit freaked out by that, especially those who are still part of the Christian religion or independent fundamental Baptist churches in general. So I want to talk a little bit about what I mean when I say purity culture and what most of my guests mean when they use that term. So where the conversation about purity culture gets lost, I notice in a lot of comment threads and on the comment sections of a lot of the videos I post and in reaction to the episodes that I share on the podcast, is people think that I am going after the topic of staying quote unquote pure till marriage. Now, that's a really loaded word and there's a lot of baggage around the word purity, and you have pastors who talk in pretty horrible ways about women who are not pure in their eyes, according to their religious beliefs. Think of Paul Chappell in Lancaster Baptist Church several years ago, in the clip that got spread around quite a bit then.
Whatever happened to the days when girls said, I'm not going to be touched by every guy. I'm not going to walk down the aisle like a filthy dish rag on my wedding day.
We're not talking about abstinence. So I want to separate in people's minds the term purity and abstinence. Okay, again, purity has a lot of baggage associated with it due to purity culture. But I want to separate those two terms, purity and abstinence. So there are some who, due to their Christian beliefs, believe in and affirm abstinence for themselves before marriage. And so I'm not here to debate people on that. That's a choice that, like many things in life, that's a choice everyone has to make. I'm not out here trying to make a stand against, you know, abstinence before marriage as a principle. What I am talking about is purity culture. Now, purity culture is just that. It's not purity. It's not abstinence. It is the culture within churches that is built around this concept of abstinence, purity, modesty. A lot of things fall under that umbrella. And so when I talk about purity culture, I'm talking about a culture that attributes someone's amount of sexual experiences and someone's knowledge of sex, someone's the way that someone dresses, the way that someone does their hair, the amount of makeup someone wears. They take all that and they attribute that to their worth as a person. Like the clip I just played a second ago, like many of the clips that I could play within this section of the episode. And so when you have pastors or churches or ministries that tell young women primarily within this, though purity culture affects men too, when you have young women being told that the length of their skirt or how low their shirt is cut or what kind of makeup they wear has to really do a lot with who they are spiritually, I think you fall into a really dangerous area. Primarily when you're telling women that their goal in life is not to tempt other men. All the responsibility is put on them.
These poor kids that are the girls pregnant before they married caused boys to get so stirred up passionately that they'll rape a girl. Brother, you listen to me. For every single man that goes to prison for rape, there ought to be right beside him a half-naked girl in the next cell.
This is something that Tiffany Bloom said within her book, Pray Tell, which you should check out if you haven't already. She said, and I quote, "Interestingly, purity culture and rape culture have always had one notion in common, that a woman's body..."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is not her own, but belongs to a man. Both cultures equate respectability with safety and assume women are culpable if defiled, because in order to be violated, they must have strayed from patriarchal standards, ensuring their protection. This is one of the best explanations of purity culture and rape culture that I've ever heard. And again, if you haven't checked out Tiffany Bloom's book, you should definitely do so. But essentially what this is saying is that within purity culture, if a woman is assaulted, if a woman is molested, if a woman is raped, that is her fault because she was dressed worldly. She was going to worldly events. You've probably heard this from preaching in IFB pulpits, because she wasn't listening to the wisdom of her parents. She put herself in this position. She was essentially risking being a stumbling block or drawing unwanted male attention to herself, or wanted male attention to herself, that led to an eventual assault. This is horrific teaching. And it is the exact same thing that is taught within rape culture, which is if you go out to a bar at night with friends, and you're out drinking and someone roofies your drink, that's your fault for not staying vigilant. If you're going home and you're walking by yourself down the street and you get assaulted, that's your fault because you shouldn't have been walking by yourself. If you're wearing a really short skirt and you're assaulted, that's your fault because you're drawing attention to your body. And we know that most rapes don't happen because of some kind of sexual attraction. They come from a desire to exert power over someone else. So this argument, both in purity culture and rape culture, is harmful, misguided, and just frankly incorrect based on studies of actual assaults. There's a lot of great resources that really break down the mind of predators. Specifically, Anna Salter's book, Predators, is a great resource on this. But this mindset is really dangerous and harmful to women within purity culture. So when I talk about purity culture, I'm talking about that stigma, that disgusting way of viewing women within independent Baptist movements and largely evangelicalism. Purity culture, when it comes to men, which I'll cover very quickly, what I'm referring to is the idea that men are not culpable for anything that they do, that men are these alpha, aggressive people who need physical sex and affection. Within church, they would say that that is for marriage, but They don't teach men consent. They don't teach men to respect women. Essentially, when you get married, you're taught that you own your wife. The ownership goes from the woman being owned by her father in many cases to being owned by you as the husband. And this is also opening a door for a lot of assault, a lot of marital rape, and things of that nature. And so purity culture takes away responsibility from men to control themselves and puts that responsibility on women to protect men from themselves. And that is a very toxic system to be in. It's why you start having a lot of very subjective rules around dress standards, makeup, everything that I've mentioned previously. And so when I'm talking about purity culture being rape culture, it is. Purity culture by itself is a very toxic belief system. It is disturbing, to say the least. And there are countless interviews I've done with people who like Sheila Gregoire or Tiffany Bloom that break down how this stuff affects women. And I definitely recommend you give those episodes a listen. But in the meantime, when you see me post something about purity culture being rape culture, this is what I'm referring to. Not talking about abstinence. That is a different conversation for a very different type of podcast. It's an interesting conversation, but not one for this show. So next time you see me post that, keep in mind that's what I'm referring to. And as always, thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes. And don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc. Additional information can always be found on PreacherBoysDoc.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.